Hola sobrinos, it's your favorite auntie, Tia Maria. This is the Café y Consejos podcast. Each week, I sit for a cup of coffee with a new guest as we talk coffee and anything and everything under the umbrella, and maybe even a little chisme. So grab a cup and let's chat.
This week's episode, I have a chat with Mimi from Coffee with Curls podcast, and we talk about our curly hair, natural hair journey. Welcome, Mimi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're here. I've been wanting to connect with you for some time now, so I'm really glad. Coffee with Curls, Café y Consejos. No, Coffee with Curls y Consejos. Maybe that could be a hybrid. You never know.
Yes, never know. You never know. I'm always open.
Yeah, so as always, before I do anything, but first coffee. So today I'm actually having just straight black coffee from Starbucks, iced, of course, because it's so hot today in Philadelphia. It's like 90s, so it's ridiculous.
Oh, God. I feel you. Yeah. I already had coffee because I've been up early. So I was having it when I first wake up at 7 in the morning. And I'll have it. Oh, today I have it with a little bit of honey. And you have pecan coffee flavored, right? With a little bit of honey and condensed milk.
Wow, I've never heard of that, putting honey in my coffee. Yes. I'm going to have to try that. I mean, I put honey in my tea when I'm sick, but I've never thought of putting honey in a coffee. I'm going to have to try that. I've never tried pecan flavor either, so I'm going to do that.
Awesome. Give it a try. So, it's a very big flavor out here in Texas. Okay. So I had it one time when I was out and about. I was like, okay, I have to find this in the grocery store. And I did. And that was one of my favorite flavors.
Interesting. All right. I'm going to have to try it. I'll try anything if it's coffee for sure.
I feel you.
Yeah. So I'm glad you're here because I feel, you know, like myself, I've been on a natural hair journey actually since my sister gave birth to my nephew. I grew up with people saying, you know, I had the pelo malo, and my sister has really, really like 4C hair, really, really tight curls. So I grew up with my mom having such a hard time with her hair. My hair was a little bit more manageable for her because I'm like a little looser curl, but my sister's was real tight. So, you know, I grew up with her trying to do all the flat irons, the hot combs, the relaxers.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, growing up, I always felt like, you know, if I had to go somewhere special, like if I had to feel pretty, I had to straighten my hair. I had to blow up my hair. So what was your experience?
Where does this journey start? Girl. I've always had, pretty much I've been natural all my life. And sometimes people get shocked by that. When I was a kid, of course, my mom would take me to the salon and have the rollers to blow dry my hair. You talk about iron it, right? With a plancha. I've had that experience, right? And she actually did 2 straighteners when I was a kid, because my hair was so long. This is actually short. I've had my hair to like my butt, curly and thick. And so it was just a lot to manage. So she would braid it, one dookie braid is what I used to call it, like it's all the way back, right? It looked like a mohawk. That's like the best way I can describe it, right? And I used to hate it, but I know it was a lot of hair. And for her, it was just easier for the morning to me to go out. And you talk about now, there's so many products, right? So back in the day was, what was her name? Mita Peralta, something like
yes.
that.
Yes. Oh my God. The trauma.
It was the aceite de coco. Mita Peralta and the pink lotion. That's it. That was the options, right? And so she took me to get my hair straightened and I hated it. I was like, I do not like this. I don't want this. So she goes, well, you're going to have to take care of your own hair. So it's been from, I was young, I was probably like 12. I've been curly ever since.
Wow.
Yes. And I'm 40 now. Wow. So I've been on here for a minute.
That is amazing. Yeah. For me, it was always, know, I grew up and that, you know, always heard that joke, like, of not the peanut the oil, like, yes, like, you can't brush curly hair, people.
No, listen, bless our families, right? Because my mom has like loose hair and then my dad has very kinky hair. So I have a hybrid of both.
Right.
And you cannot brush curly hair because you look like a lioness, which is, I should embrace it now, which I really don't care. But do you remember this singer called Gloria Trevi?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. That was my song because for me, I felt like my hair was rebellious. And I'm like, you know what? This is fine. I like this.
Yeah.
This was before curly hair was popular. So that was my jam all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. Oh, my gosh. I remember jamming to that song and whipping my hair.
I think I'll make this.
Yeah.
Yes. And the comments, like my grandmother, I mean, bless her. She kind of got used to it, but she, you know, my family members would make comments. You look messy. Your hair's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Corporate America was, you would look so much prettier if your hair was straight. Those comments, mm-hmm. like so inappropriate, but I was very comfortable saying, no, that's not okay.
I'm going to have to get used to this. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I grew up with that. My family talking like that, you know, you look messy. You don't look professional. You don't look nice. You need to look pretty. So you need to fix your hair. I'm like, this is, my hair is fixed, you know? And exactly. For me, you know, when I started my natural hair journey, it was because I became an aunt and my nephew is Afro Latino, so his coils are tight, tight, tight. And I was like, shit, I can't keep this going if I'm going to set a good example for this future ancestor, right? Of this bloodline of mine. So I'm like, okay, I need to make a change. And, you know, thankfully, starting in the beginning of COVID, it was a little bit easier embracing what I call a hippie hair look because I was home all the time. I didn't have to worry about what I would look like in the being outside because I was always home. So I was like, let me just try all these different products on my hair and try to go natural. And the more I did it, right now I dread having to iron my hair straight. And, you know, I still do. Only when I have to do a wedding, because I'm a pastor, so I also do weddings on the side. So I was like, let me just straighten the hair just because I know I'm going to be in photos for these people for the rest of their life. And let me at least, you know, look like I went to the salon. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I come home and I immediately wash it out. And I hate the fact that after I do blow it out, it takes my curls a while to bounce back.
It does.
And it's just, I was thinking about it and just, you know, thinking of my parents, my grandparents or my great grandparents, like that's the colonized thought.
It is.
Right?
It is.
That colonized thought of thinking of our colonizers at that time, you know, Spain, you know, we're natives, we're indigenous, we're Africans, our hair is a lot curlier than the usual, and so we were deemed as unclean, you know, not pretty, we weren't the light skin, so there was so much of that generational trauma that was brought down, and so I had to learn to decolonize my thinking. And you know, for me till this day, my parents, every once in a while, especially my mom, because my mom, God bless her. You know, my poor baby nephew, he's 2, and he comes home with this big Afro puff, and I'm just like loving it. And
I love
I'm just like, loving it. And she's like, oh, his hair. She complains about it. I'm like, no, this is beautiful. Like, it's untouched. Yes. It hasn't been processed. I'm like, how, you know, that the only way we were able to change our thinking about it was because it was beat into us for so long. And now we have to just start beating love into our hair.
I agree. I think now is more acceptable too, because you see this big, huge curly hair movement, and where women are starting to really embrace their natural hair as is, which I love it, right? Growing up and even today, I'm still in corporate America. It's a little bit more acceptable, but it wasn't acceptable not even 5 years ago in a workspace. Because we even went through the comments, and that's not that long ago, you know? I've just been very comfortable to put people in their place. But not everybody has that that thing to do that. I feel comfortable to do that. Or why should I have to have a conversation about my hair? And if you go on Google and you see quote unquote unprofessional hair, curly hair is on there as unprofessional. So the stigma of what grows out of your scalp is an issue is so much decolonizing period that has to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And I think it starts with us and it starts with loving ourselves to be okay with what Creator has given us. It's totally fine to love different styles of hair, love to play with different textures and colors and all of that. But as long as you know that your natural hair doesn't make you any less of a person, then, you know, do whatever you want with your hair.
Exactly.
If you love it. So yes, it starts with us, as we definitely have future ancestors that are growing up and looking at us and listening to us and watching us. And I feel like every generation should go forward further and do better than the previous generations. And we definitely know that our past generations, what they've dealt with, and it comes obviously with the whole hair thing. So we definitely have to do that. And I just love these new products. Like you said, there are a ton of Latina-owned products.
Yeah.
I mean, Black-owned businesses, products that are just like supporting this big movement. And we need to see more of that, because I don't think I've seen TV. I don't watch TV very much, but I don't think I've seen TV commercials for them yet.
No, so this is really random. So I'm like a huge Walking Dead fan. So I said that I should be the curly hair walker. Like, I wouldn't mind if anybody that watches the show, I said, yes, I would be down to do that. So there's a representation in every. So they actually do film. They have The Walking in Fear. So Fear gets actually filmed in Texas. So I wouldn't mind. I said, I'm going to look that up and see if I can get in there. And my selling point is, you need a curly hair girl to be in there.
Yeah, you know, all races need to be represented, and hair types as zombies. Like,
right? We all turned according to them. So why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So tell everyone about your podcast, any projects that you're working on, where they can find you.
So my podcast is called Coffee with Curls. You can find me on IG, Instagram, and Facebook under Coffee with Curls. I try to keep it simple. One way to find me, I just wrapped up season 4 of my podcast last week. So guys, go in there and check it out. There's plenty of great episodes. I am looking to come back either. I'm not sure. I haven't made a decision whether September or January of next year, because of some things that I want to take up and get into. I am working on a few projects behind the scenes that I'm not yet ready to release just yet, but I do have merch that you guys could check out as well, all on my bio and IG. So stay tuned. I'm going to be posting upcoming things. So come follow this way.
Awesome. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here. This is amazing.
Thank
Definitely
you.
A conversation we all need to talk about. And thank you all for listening. Until next time.
I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's move on to the tarot message of the week.
Okay, so this week's tarot message of the week is the Justice card. I will have a photo of it up on my Instagram at Café y Consejos Podcast. So yeah, Justice for this week. Now is the time to, weigh your options. Maybe see another person's point of view.
It's a time for reason, time for balancing accounts, both physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, legal matters. Now it's just time to get it all balanced out, clear things out, understand things thoroughly, ask questions. It's also to make preparations for reaping what you've sown in the past so far. Have faith in the greater power and the creator, and try to avoid feelings of resentment towards others who have wronged you, wanting revenge. Put all of that, leave it up to karma, leave it into the creator's hands. Set yourself free from that, honestly, truly. Clear the air of all negative energy. You want to just, this now is time to just renew, cleanse, and balance. It's time to let justice just happen on its own. Thank you so much for listening. Somebody knows, be sure to follow on Instagram and Facebook at Café y Consejos Podcast. I also have a new website, CaféyConsejosPodcast.com. I will be sharing more stories behind each episode, as well as my journey. You can also buy your Thea a cup of coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TheaMaria. Remember, tu tía loves you. Siempre adelante y portate bien.